Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the district has been working on the plan for the past year and a half. He says one of the plan's goals is to improve the reading skills of students who come from low-income families. Toomey says 58% of the children at Lincoln Elementary are from such families.
Individual low-income families have different things going on in their lives, but as a group statistically, they come to school with less vocabulary, less reading, and therefore they're behind other students when they enter kindergarten by about 4,000 vocabulary words. And statistically, that grows to 12,000 by the time a student's in third grade. And so I believe we can put together a model. We had the resources here in Macon to put together a model to get 100% of our third graders reading at grade level. And currently, we have 47% who are not at grade level. And it's because even though we monitor kids and we provide interventions, schools, the way they were built, were not designed to deliver additional interventions to the number of kids we have in that building. We have almost 650 students in that building. And you can imagine 47%, you know, over 300 kids need additional interventions and support. And so part of the vision is in some fashion or another having a reading center added to that building. And as part of that, it's not just about space, but that's we need the space in order to provide interventions to that many kids at the level they need it. And it would also give a place where a strong partnership between the school district and Western Illinois University could occur in terms of Western professors and teachers and students coming right to the school facility and putting theory of learning right into live setting and working with real students.
Is part of the solution perhaps even getting to them before they're in third grade, having a universal preschool or early education program?
Early childhood education is absolutely critical, but it's also critical as part of this program approach and community approach is to get to them before they even enter the early childhood program. It's really about adult education, adult literacy, helping to-be parents learn how to read to their children, how often they need to read to their children, and how to do that. And so we would foresee this program extending to after school hours as well, where we would have the opportunity to bring parents in, both expecting parents and parents who already have young children, to bridge that gap before they even enter into those earlier stages.
And is that something you also might partner with the university on?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been quite pleased with the meetings I've already had at the university. We've met on several occasions. But now that the board is we're getting to the place we're all on the same page. And once that happens, we can begin to solidify what that partnership will look like and actually put it into practice. Because even if there's a time period here and we have to wait for lots of reasons maybe before we could build a reading center, we could put a smaller version of it into place and begin to collect data and ensure that this is going to work.
Macomb School Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the district is also working on a community literacy program with Bill Jacobs. He's director of the Housing Authority of McDonough County. Toomey says Jacobs could help the district connect with families that need guidance. This is just one aspect of the district's proposed new strategic plan. Tomorrow we'll hear what might be done with the district's school buildings. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.